like your style, dude.
You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless.
Thank you.
Welcome to Groove on the Wireless, and you are here, we're here then recording. There's tea being stored. Mother is here. Say hello to the listeners, Mother.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. That was, the first track was Yusuf Lateef, and the track was called Like It Is, and that's one of those things.
Yusuf Lateef, I never heard
Yusuf
of that.
Yusuf Lateef. Have you got
Lateef.
The tea?
Lateef, yeah.
Yusuf Lateef, yeah. It was recorded on an album in 1968, and it's got a really...
God, you're coming back.
New York feel.
1966, we were married.
Well, you weren't married to me, ma'am. That's right. 1968 was when I came out. That was... and the reason why I was reminded of that...
Oh, look at your woman.
Okay, there all right. So now we're going to go on with...
They're all fished up now, man.
Okay, right. Well, we'll get...
Don't put up that. They want to hear it. We can do that on the drink, whatever it is.
Okay, right. Sorry, back to Coronation
Street.
In the
face of your...
And now, thankfully, because there's a break in Coronation Street, we can tell you more about that. The reason why I played that track, Like It Is, by Yusuf Lateef, is because I saw recently in the third series of Louis C.K., which is set in New York, him and Parker Posey end up on a roof overlooking Manhattan, and the jazz in it sounded remarkably similar to that track. Was I up overlooking Manhattan? I wasn't, not at that moment in time. Not in Louis C.K. But Louis C.K. is a comedy series, and I recommend you watch it. I have seen Manhattan though from a distance.
Yeah,
ma'am. Yeah, it's good. It's impressive, particularly at night.
The night song.
Particularly at night with the
from a distance.
I don't think I have it. I don't think we're going to play that next. The next song is going to be something by Peking Lights. Yeah, we should go
They're
to New York.
They're a crowd I know nothing about.
We should go to New York sometime. She says. Well, did you like the sticky toffee pudding?
It is gorgeous. Thank you.
Well, I am amazed. There's almost half an hour of the show gone, and we have had only 3 tracks. It's a lot easier to do the links when your mother is not in the room insisting on seeing soap operas. So what I wanted to say about the first tune, which was Yusuf Lateef, indeed, with Like It Is, taken from an album back in 1968. That's pure jazz, but it was beautiful and very metropolitan, or megapolis, or Manhattan. And it reminds me of that, the music that was in Louis C.K. season 3, and I think it's called Daddy's Girlfriend Part 2, where Parker Posey makes him walk up a huge amount of flight of stairs, and then they overlook Manhattan. And he's kind of worried about her mental stability, I think, when she's sitting on the corner. But the music in that was beautiful. And it was strange that when I looked up Like It Is by Yusuf Lateef, it was recorded in 1968 in New York. So it has that New York jazz feeling. So that's the first tune that we played. We followed it up with Dream Beat by Peking Lights. And then finally, the last tune, the most recent one, was Caramella by Bette Orton, but it was remixed by Fortet. So you're listening to Groove and the Wireless. I hope you're enjoying the show. We should just keep going on with more tunes. You can subscribe and donate to the station. That would be important and helps us keep going and keep the bandwidth and everything else. So there's a large donate button there that you can just click on. And anything at all is mostly appreciated. Muchly appreciated, whatever the right word is. And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was just sending emails. Let me know how you find the show. If you enjoy Dr. Groove, if you enjoy the soap operas and the commentary by my mother of soap operas in the background, that seems to be a regular feature. If you enjoy the musical journey that we take, let me know about it. And you can do that by just emailing Dr. dr.groove@radioactiveinternational.org. It's a lot of letters, but the messages will get through to me, and we'll just keep it going from there. The next couple of tunes are just going to be an illustration that I can find a sample.
I'm black. Somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh Lord. Oh, something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah. In this world of no pity, mama, she worked so hard to earn every penny, yeah. Oh, Lord. Something is holding me back. Uh-huh. Is it because I'm black? Is it because I'm black? Oh, somebody tell me, what can I do? Will I survive or will I die?
work in it.
Did you see what I did there? Very cleverly. I played a song, and then immediately after that, I played a song where the sample was taken from. Just to prove how clever I am, that was initially Interlude, which was taken off the classic Black Sunday album from Cypress Hill back in 1993 when we were hipping and hopping, and all we needed to know was how to kill a man. And I actually even went to a film, and I believe that they played something by Dusty Springfield. And I immediately thought, hey, that's Hits from the Bong. But no, it was actually from Dusty Springfield originally. So that's kind of gives you an indication. And I think that's in Pulp Fiction. So I'm dating myself as usual. You're listening to Groove and the Wireless. And that was a kind of little hip hop and soul set. So first of all, we had Cypress Hill. Then we had the song which that was sampled from, and that was Sly Johnson, Is It Because I'm Black? And I was just thinking about that because in the presidential election, you've got a man who is black, and you've got a man who is actually Mexican, and a man who wishes he was, or half Mexican, and he wishes he wasn't half Mexican. And it seems to be that it doesn't really make any difference at this stage, because what you have is two wealthy men wrestling for control of a country that's really only interested in protecting the wealthy and the super rich. But hey, that's just me. If you get annoyed about that sort of thing, always email them in and I'll read them. I'll always engage in a debate. And finally, after those two songs and me proving how clever I was, we had a piece of genius that I think Dave Cleary was involved in, and that was DC, and it was on a Bassbin label, and I always think that's just pure genius in terms of it's a hip hop sample and beat, just beautiful, and it's called the Summer Grind D8, and it's by DC, and I went around and found that, and it took me some time to find it. So there you go. I hope you're enjoying it. We haven't got much more to go, so I'm going to play on with the next tune, and it's going to be by Alex Tucker, and it's called Sitting in a Bardo Pond. And if somebody knows what a Bardo Pond is, please email me in and let me know what that is. Groove on the Wireless.
Thank you.
tried and I've tried to make you see. You call this love or this lying, my friend, it just can't be.
So Ah, yes. The wonderful majesty that happens when you've got a legend like Gil Scott-Heron combined with the brilliant production of Jamie XX from the XX. And that was Your Soul and Mine. And that set started off with Alexander Tuckman or Tucker. No, definitely Tucker. I went and checked that up. Sitting on Bardo Pond. And then we had the amazing Robert Wyatt, probably the most reasonable man in Britain, a real artist. And he took a track which was, I think, originally recorded by Chic and completely made it his own. At Last I'm Free. And I think it's one of those tracks that are songs that it just will take a little bit more experience for me to completely grasp what's going on in there. But it's pretty deep, and Wyatt has made it completely his own. So, another genius. So that's pretty much everything that we've done today. I think the journey has been one which has been based in the blues and been based in the metropolitan scene, maybe Manhattan. It kind of started off with that whole thing from Latif Youssef, and it just continued on that. So there's a lot of blues in there, and I think that ending with Gil Scott-Heron is really indicative of that, and I always think of him as synonymous with New York. So there's been a New York theme, and I think that's probably been running through it, because this time last year I was with a good friend of mine in New York for Halloween, which is the time to go to New York if you ask me. For everybody out there, hope you've enjoyed the show. We're going to finish this version of Groove on the Wireless with a track by Battles, I think another band that operate out of New York. This is my favourite track from their last album.
Say good night there, ma'am.
Good night.
Good night to everybody.
Good night to everybody.
You've been listening to...
I'm going to bed.
You've been listening to...
To...
Groove. Dr. Groove.
Dr. Groove.
On the...
Radio.
On the wireless. The wireless.
Oh, the wireless.
All right, okay, see ya.
Internet. Yeah. It's on the internet now, it's not on the radio.
Yeah, that, but it's all wireless. It's still wireless.
Is it?
Yeah, no wires here.